The crime hour begins with Colville and Soames, who have a job today to finally tie up all the loose ends of the mysterious death of Father Dominic Byrne. And it looks like there are plenty of ends to find too, so let's find out what's still to be revealed about this bizarre and complex case.
Colville and Soames by Christopher Lee. Starring Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville and Amanda Redman as Alex Soames, with Dudley Sutton as Arthur Guscott. Episode 6, Betrayal and Judgment.
Steady with her, Simpson. She may be dead, but the knife man wants her on his slab in one piece.
Oh, there are moments, Arthur, when your words fail me.
Tasteless.
Listen, H., the old biddy gets herself murdered. My job's to find out who and why, not to scribble her obit for Hello magazine.
Mrs. Wedlock was... Oh, never mind. And like this.
Yeah, strangling's the worst. Anything in that lot?
Hundreds of them. This must be every letter Dominic ever taped.
Well, I believe she was a simple housekeeper.
What was it she said? I have an arrangement with me, Hoover.
Arrangement with me, Hoover, and that's about it. I don't understand gadgets.
She'd have done wonders for Guinness ads. You had to believe her.
Maybe we should have listened to what she was saying, not just the way she was saying it. Do you remember the husband?
Oh, dear. Television and wireless.
And she helped him in the shop.
Mind you, there's nothing special about this thing. Every teenage bedroom has at least two. My daughter's copied more tapes than EMI.
What was that?
Put the cuffs away, Arthur. It's just Alice. She's always copying her friend's tapes.
Exactly, Mrs. S. Exactly. Where is it?
Where's what?
Arthur, how very astute. The original tape.
She was killed for a tape? That doesn't make sense. Anyway, if that's so, why leave this one in the machine?
Play that last bit on the cassette again. Play it again.
Okay, Rick. Wait a minute.
Tell your people. They'll know what to do. Easy to find him, Henry. Easy to find him. He does the caretaking, you know. The drill hall, they call it. It's a little irony. He enjoys the army drill hall. The one they have across the river at Battersea. But tell them to be careful, Henry. He's a madman. That to me, he'd take an axe to his own soul.
Hear that? It's another copy, right?
You think there was something else on the tip?
Don't you?
Come on then, let's start again. It's not the biggest room in the world.
Excuse me. I was wondering if you've any idea how long you're going to be.
As long as it takes, Father. Okay.
You see, certain arrangements have to be made and... Well, it may sound trite, but we are, after all, a church, and I don't want us to become a curiosity. A
couple of thousand years late for that, aren't you? Any chance of a tea? Or something stronger?
Yes, I'm sorry, of course. That was... Well, rather, Mrs. Wedlock's department.
I'll just put these back and I'll give you a hand.
If only she'd gone to see her sister, she said she would.
If only she'd been the Queen of Siam.
Father, where did you say her sister lives?
Maida Vale. Why?
Nothing. Curious.
Curiosity may have done for the cat, but it didn't get a brew and two sugars going. Come on, otherwise I'll have to get my sergeant on the kettle.
I wondered what he did for a living. It'll have to be cut. No mugs.
She didn't approve.
If Father Dominic had arthritis, wouldn't a mug have been easier?
Only if she said so.
Was he frightened of her?
She ran the house.
Well, he couldn't, so why not?
Fine.
Let's not speak ill.
Right. But Mrs. Wedlock was not the lovable caricature everyone thought she was.
We know that. It's very possible that she was receiving money for the IRA and using Dominic to launder it.
We'd better get this upstairs.
You don't believe that, do you?
It doesn't matter what I believe.
What is it, Willie?
This is not Ulster. It's London Southwest 7. Saying the father was mixed up with the IRA is like saying... Oh, I don't know.
Like saying Thomas Aquinas was a meth drinker? And then stand by for his daughter?
Don't. It's all too believable.
Aren't priests supposed to suffer with the rest of us?
But not to make the rest suffer.
Is that what you believe?
Do you know, I'm not sure what I believe.
It's not a very priest-like thing to say, Willie.
Maybe I don't feel very priest-like at the moment.
Perhaps Dominic didn't. Just for one brief moment in his life.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh.
Come on.
Tee up. Get your rosary ready, Arthur.
God, took your time. Chimps couldn't find the tea bags.
Where's Henry?
I thought he was with you.
Henry? Henry!
Now what's the fat old bugger up to?
How did you know?
Something Mrs. Wedlock said.
Oh, come on.
Not intentionally. I take it this apartment does belong to her sister.
Her sister's husband.
Who wears a beard.
Paul? Yeah, he does. Do you know him? I'm told he's a very famous art historian.
I believe a friend once mentioned him.
I was going to call.
That pleases me.
Oh, it's true. I needed a talk before I flew home.
About?
My father.
When did you know?
Oh, I guess about a week before my mother died. She wanted to tell me. I said it was a long time ago, it didn't matter.
Which wasn't true.
Yeah, what do you think? Anyway, she told me. She was 19 and had given herself to the church. Like it?
And they met in the convent?
She said they loved each other.
I can believe that.
You're a man.
I knew your father better than anyone. At least I thought I did.
Look, she said they both had doubts.
About the church? Or about their faith?
Oh, hell, we didn't get into that. Isn't it important?
It is now. He was my friend. I, too, need to know.
He was my father, and it doesn't goddamn matter, understand?
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I need you to do me a big favor.
Of course.
You don't know what it is. Okay, I need you to write to me in New York. Look, I need to know who my father was, and I need you to tell me so that I can read about it and think about it. Will you?
Yes.
Thank you.
And now I must go. Write to me with your address.
Is that it? You haven't told me what you wanted.
Oh, yes. Something I thought you should know. Mrs. Wedlock was found dead earlier this evening.
Oh, my God, no!
Oh, by your God, yes. Strangled. A thin piece of wire about the throat.
I'm not hearing this.
No, indeed you are.
You have been sitting here like this was some English tea party, and now... What is this, vaudeville?
My dear, what I have said about Dominic is true, very true. He was my closest and dearest friend. But I know that you didn't come to London simply to see your father.
I don't know where you're coming from, Henry, but it sure isn't anywhere I know.
Then you must ask your husband. Or should I say, your first husband.
Okay, can we get a little balance here? My who?
Donna, please don't make me sound like a refugee from the worst kind of melodrama.
Just tell me what it is you're telling me.
Very well. Your first husband, James Toomey, murdered Peter Flynn.
Peter? Who?
Earlier tonight he murdered Mrs. Wedlock, and this is the matter which concerns us both. He it was who caused the death of your father.
He did what?
James Toomey ransacked your father's study, and when Dominic put up a struggle, that struggle brought about a cardiac arrest.
You are sick.
Under English law, that is at least manslaughter. Morally, your former husband murdered your father. Is that all clear?
You're lying.
I do not.
Just who in hell are you, Henry Colville?
Why don't we both sit down and perhaps we can help each other understand such a terrible... terrible tragedy.
Your tea's getting cold.
Don't nanny. Go look at this lot. Half this stuff should have been at Oxfam years ago.
God!
Nanny knows best.
No sugar. I can't abide tea with no sugar, especially cold tea.
It's bad for you.
So's H. When he takes off like this, something's up.
Don't look at me. I'm just the tea lady.
Oh, well, in that case...
Get your own.
Thank you very much for nothing.
Sorry, Mr. Goscombe. It's the inspector again.
You're too young for it, Ma, aren't you?
Sorry?
Nothing. What does she want?
You.
I know that, Padre. What I meant was... Why can't you have a phone upstairs?
Sorry.
All I need. A sorry vicar. Sorry all over the place.
Don't forget the sugar.
He's very... acerbic.
Don't let him hear you say that. He tries to be.
No, he's not alone. I've had them on from Westminster.
Oh, dear. The chaplain with a very unfunny walk.
Oh, no. Monsignor Morrissey himself. He's not very happy.
Nor's Mrs. Wedlock. I hope you told him that.
Why do you people have such sharp tongues? Questions, questions, questions.
Father Dominic is dead. Peter Flynn and Mrs. Wedlock are murdered. Doesn't that raise a few questions in your mind, Willie?
You make out people are lying when you don't get answers. Maybe we just don't know the answers.
You're supposed to be sensitive, not precious.
That's the same with him.
Arthur?
Aye.
He's all right.
The way he sneered at something as simple as Mrs. Wedlock's sister living in Maida Vale.
Maida Vale, of course! That's what Henry was asking you. Willie, you're a genius. And a lovable one.
Jimmy was a mistake. It was romantic. That's always a mistake.
But you loved him.
Hey, this was 20 years ago. I was straight out of college. This guy was some sort of hero.
Really?
Really. This was the great James Toomey, fighting for the freedom of the Irish people.
A desperate little thug, a terrorist and a murderer.
One man's terrorist is another girl's freedom fighter. You know that.
And you still believe it?
You people get out of Ireland, then I won't have to.
And so, you continue to collect money so that the Toomeys of this world may slaughter and maim on behalf of your romantic notions.
You want a seminar on Ireland, okay, by me?
No, my dear. I want you to tell me about your father and Toomey.
Okay, but remember, you asked.
One is not given to emotional litigation.
The movement discovered...
The IRA.
If you will, the movement discovered he'd had an affair with my mother. It was suggested that if he helped a little...
Blackmail.
Persuasion.
And?
No big deal. That's about it. Look, he was a priest. He collected for charities. My people in Boston and New York found it a donation-friendly arrangement.
But your own father...
I didn't know that.
You must have done.
Oh, must? I didn't know who my father was until 2 months ago.
You must have made the connection then.
No way! The first I knew that Dominic was anything but my father was when I saw Jimmy at the funeral.
You had no idea?
You think they tell anyone something as sensitive as that?
So if Toomey hadn't been at the funeral...
I wouldn't have known to this day, right? I tell you, it's real scary.
I do not believe in coincidence.
So what?
Toomey is a braggart. I cannot believe that he never told you he was blackmailing your father.
Jimmy? He wasn't blackmailing anyone.
Well, every speck of evidence points to him.
Well, get yourself a new magnifying glass, Sherlock.
There wasn't anyone else who had regular contact with Dominic.
Oh, yeah?
No, that is not at all possible.
You know, Henry, for someone who's supposed to be the Big Mac of the intelligence community, you sure take your time getting there.
Mrs. Wedlock.
Right. Give the man a cigar. Mrs. Wedlock set up this whole deal.
It seems crazy we can't hold her on something.
What for?
Fundraising for the IRA. Try Kilburn on a Saturday night. More tins rattling in pubs than the Sally Army.
She'd hurry up.
What did the porter say?
That Henry was still up there.
All night? He'd given her one or something, can't he?
Do we have to be so...
So what?
Oh, never mind. That was 2 hours ago I spoke to him. Henry could have left by now.
What we got on this porter? Breathies?
Nothing much. Ex-policeman.
Oh, yeah.
4 commendations, 2 for bravery... Been the porter for the past 10 years.
Address?
Randolph Avenue, West 9.
Pricey.
I'm not sure.
Be sure.
I'll ask Roger.
Now, don't ask. Tell him. Tell him to turn over this bloke's bank statements.
Tell me, Joseph, why do we assume people are lying when we don't get answers? Maybe there just aren't any.
You got religion?
It's a reasonable question.
So was mine. Get on with it.
Too late, sunshine. Too late. Chummy's had it away on his toes.
So your sergeant tells me. We're sure this is the right drill.
It's not Battersea's latest 8 till late, is it?
To me?
Called himself Rogers, but it was him all right. Called in sick a week ago.
And no forwarding address?
No manners, some villains.
Well, there must have been some address on his personnel file.
A petrol station in the Goldhawk Road.
I don't understand. Caretakers have to be on call.
Nice one, H. Nice one. I was saving this for you. Free guesses for his telephone number.
Pure fiction.
Oh, no better than that. Gling-gling, gling-gling. Hello there, 8934, top of the morning to you.
Mrs. Wetlock. Never.
Open the box. There it was, on the file. In case of emergency, call this number. Don't reverse the charges.
And I drank gallons. Simply gallons of her tea.
You always was a trusting gent. However, I do have something for you. Step this way, sir. Fancy a round?
Empty, I suppose.
Oh, no. Everything but the tartan trews and an away day to the US Masters. Right. And not a whiff of gun oil.
Presumably, this is not the only golf bag in London.
It's the only one we've got. And it's his.
So, Dominic might have been right.
Toomey is going to use it to carry his little missile in, but...
As it's full of clubs.
Precisely. It may be that Toomey hasn't taken delivery. Why, H? Why?
What does the famous Arthur George Guscott Gut tell you?
It's time for breakfast.
Excellent. My club. They do a very good kedgeree.
Now, you come to mine, H. They do a very good bacon sarnie.
I thought these were open all the time.
The West stories. Well, that's the theory.
There's enough theft around here for a 24-hour confessional.
Yeah, we've become fashionably minimalist. It wasn't our idea.
Surprised you've anything left to steal.
Until this morning, I'd have agreed with you.
Have a look at this.
Very pretty. The priestly dressing up box.
We prefer the term vestments.
Sure you do.
These were worn by Father Dominic. This morning, I'm to say mass for Mrs. Hanley's mother.
Bully for Mrs. Hanley's mum, I still don't see.
I was looking for this.
Bit sinister, but then I think all robes are.
Vestments are either folded in those boxes or hang up here. This one was stuffed down here and under it. This.
Have you opened it?
Yes. Why?
I think the very untechnical term is booby trap.
Surely not.
Apparently not would be a little more accurate, wouldn't it, Willie?
Oh.
And? Wow and double wow.
Well, that's what I thought.
I bet you did.
You sure you won't? Proper bacon. Real bread, none of that brown rubbish.
No. Thank you, Arthur. Most kind.
Pass the brown sauce, will you?
Oh, so sorry.
Cheers.
Arthur.
You see, H, he could have been on the Harwich for the hook last night, then Rotterdam to Dublin or Shannon first thing this morning. That's better.
We're ignoring a basic point, Arthur. James Toomey was a member of the IRA's engineering department.
Bombs and bangs, right. Not his job to go around blowing away the unfaithful.
Exactly. But he has.
That'll make him a nutter.
Bolder.
Dangerous.
Calling on favours.
Old addresses. Old friends.
Time for a visit to Merlin.
Facelift.
Computers. Old names and old addresses.
Just coming. Oh! Best bacon sarnie in London, that.
It sounded delicious.
And there it was, stuffed under all this clobber. The funny part is that when he found it, he just put it back.
$5,000 a month, and no one noticed.
But they did, didn't they? Arnbach's fake charity for one, and Toomey for another.
So Toomey comes looking for him.
Come off it, he knew where Dominic was. He was looking for the money. So was Mrs. Wedlock.
Then how come she was sending Colville all these tapes?
Obvious.
Not to me it isn't.
Toomey hadn't found it, she couldn't find it, so...
Wind up Colville and he'll find it. And when he do... Nah. No, it doesn't work. How's she expect to get the money off Colville? Hardly going to elope to Casablanca with her, is he?
Good Lord, Joseph, think about it. She didn't want it. She wanted it found so she could prove to Toomey that she hadn't stolen it.
And he never believed her.
Which is why I'm right.
How come you can't suss the porter in Maida Vale, but you can work this out?
Comes and reading whodunits under the blanket with a torch. You should try it. You should... The porter, of course!
Oi, where are you off to?
You were right about his bank account. Loaded.
I said, where are you going?
That's where Toomey's been hiding.
My dear Joseph, she must have said something.
Only about the porter at Maida Vale.
Place is empty.
We're sure.
Had my lads round there, escorted the very lady herself to the airport.
Well, she couldn't have come back.
Onto the plane she went as good as gold.
But we're not looking for Mrs. Hanley. You're sure that the apartment is not newly occupied?
How could it be?
Bent Porter?
Is he?
Well, someone's banging him $1,000 a month.
Crikey, here we go.
Joseph, do you not think, dear heart...
Yes, sir?
Tell my driver, we're on our way down.
What time was this?
A couple of hours ago.
You're sure?
Oh, yes. Two of them. Keeping her company, you might say.
And you'd know?
Well, you can tell, can't you?
Especially if you've been in the job.
Learn what's what, you know?
4 commendations, wasn't it? 2 for bravery.
Yes, but how did you know?
Lucrative position, this.
Steady enough number.
It pays well.
With the old pension, I rub along.
And pick up an extra $1,000 a month for doing exactly what?
What is this? Let's see that ID of yours again.
Why don't you call Chief Inspector Guscott at the Yard, eh? Tell him Mrs. Soames is here and that I think he'd enjoy meeting you.
No,
okay.
Well...
One last time. Keys.
You can't. You don't understand.
Try me. But try very hard, okay?
Please. I want no trouble. It's not empty, see?
Who?
Mrs. Hanley's friend. Her... Well, her chap... Mr. Rogers himself.
Lives here?
Not as such. Sometimes.
And you and the owners keep him off the register?
We got this arrangement.
How long?
A couple of years, off and on.
And he's up there now?
Yes. But I don't want to get involved.
You are. Give me your phone. Come on, Henry. Come on.
Hey, hey. What the bleeding hell is that?
Come on, don't want to hang around. Bomb squad says there could be another one.
I'll bet you a gin and tonic. One was enough.
Now, don't be smart. You're not young enough to take chances.
I didn't.
You wouldn't be here now if you had. Thank God you didn't go up there. And what's the matter with you? What's up?
I suppose we are sure friend Toomey was in there.
Don't start that.
The porter insists he was.
The porter insists someone was.
Pretty good description.
That's probably what they said in Dundalk 2 years ago.
Gets dafter and dafter, this. Blokes with a white boiler suits reckon it was a banger.
Definitely a bomb.
Spot on.
How can they tell so soon?
I can't for sure, but there's a smell. Once you've done a couple, you spot it.
Home goal? Seems odd.
Maybe not. One of them says it could have been in the fridge. Maybe in the door.
Oh, come on, Cuss. This bloke was a pro.
Not anymore, he's not. What do you reckon, H?
Oh, no, he's...
From the beginning, I warned you...
I needed to know...
...that you had been betrayed. Surely not.
Dominic did not betray me. I betrayed myself.
You believed in him more than anything else.
He taught me belief.
Only in him.
You knew about his daughter?
Of course.
And that he was being blackmailed?
A wicked penance.
He repented.
To whom? To you?
He felt he had betrayed me.
And you, Henry, you are able to forgive.
I am able to understand.
Dominic was too late in his years to seek understanding. He sought forgiveness.
Only mine.
Only he could know that.
The sacrament of reconciliation.
It's we who won't rest in peace. Isn't that right?
Requiescant in pace. So you asked once before.
But not of you, Monsignor.
One hears these things.
Brother William.
A diligent priest.
Trust no one. There was another tape.
Why must you know?
In pace.
It was unhelpful.
Left in an old shopping bag.
I believe so.
Only she would have known.
Thank you for waiting, my dear.
It's done, you know.
I wonder.
Arthur says definitely to me. Putting it crudely, there was enough left.
There often is.
I see.
I wish I didn't know that sort of thing.
You're tired.
Too tired to see through Mrs. Wedlock.
Don't be silly, Henry. No one did.
But I was silly, and I did not. I did not listen. I did not listen to Arthur when he mocked her Irishness. I did not listen to Joseph's cynicism.
He's like that about everyone.
Most important, I did not listen to her dislike of you.
It wasn't hard to get up her frock.
No. I allowed her to drive you away.
You did what you thought was right.
She knew that you would see through her. Your mind was open. I was arrogant. I believed I had a special understanding with Mrs. Wedlock. She was too clever for me.
Arthur says if you hadn't spotted that thing about Maida Vale, we'd all be on night shifts.
Mrs. Guscott will be most gratified.
Mrs.?
Mrs. Guscott likes him home for something I believe she calls his tea.
Oh.
There was a mist, my dear. A silly mist of my own creation.
You know what I tell Alice when she's like this?
Mm-hmm.
It'll all look different in the morning.
Does she believe you?
She's nearly 11. Of course she doesn't.
But I'm old enough to believe you.
Nearly. You don't fancy a drink, do you? I was thinking of, well, a Calvados?
Ah, yes, the famous Calvados. Yes, Calvados. In Dominic's memory.
Well?
We shall, my dear Alex, drink much Calvados, just as once we did. But not tonight. Tonight, I think I have already drunk too much.